Welcome to Women in Ministry on the Move with Pashawn Allen. Pashawn
Allen. Lock it in. Lock it in.
Girl, I like your show. Yes.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
Welcome to Women in Ministry on the Move. I'm your host, Pashawn Allen. You can listen to the show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on VerKRadio.com, iHeartRadio.com, iTunes, Apple TV, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher, Radio Public, and so much more. You're not going to want to miss this show today. I'm so glad you're joining me because we have a very special guest who's going to help us and educate us and motivate us on social media and really expanding marketing and the whole nine yards. This is awesome. She's a powerful woman of God. And if you tired and you dragging, get ready to be motivated and invigorated. So let's get started with my special guest. Let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Akina Finch. Dr. Akina Finch is a podcaster. She's a social media coach and a speaker. She coaches in the areas of empowerment, life, and social media at the individual and group levels from her company, Finch & Associates LLC. She is the co-host of the Motivate Social Media podcast broadcasted by her company, Changing Minds Online. She speaks and live streams on the topics of motivation, education, and social media. In 2018, she founded the Social Power Summit, an event with a live and virtual component with women in STEM and people of color in social media to have a platform where they can shine. For more information, you can go to socialpowersummit.com. Dr. Finch is also the co-author of 6 books and launched her first solo project, Motivation Ignited, in November 2016. She is a contributor of Huffington Post. Me and my husband love that newspaper. Goldcast, Forbes, and Thrive Global. She has been interviewed and featured on Huffington Post, Hello Beautiful, Women Speakers Association, and so many others. She has spoken on many platforms to include Periscope Summit, Women in Leadership Summit, the Boldly Empowering Entrepreneurs Conference, the Business Vlog Summit, and many more. She can be found at Dr. A.D. Finch on all social media platforms or Akina Finch, also on Facebook. Dr. Finch is an educator at heart. Yes, she is. She received a doctorate of management and MBA in technology management, an executive MBA from Colorado Technical University. She has an MS in management and marketing and an MS in information systems in IT project management from Strayer University and a BS in aeronautical technology and industrial electronics from the School of Engineering of Tennessee State University. She is a former campus and faculty dean, that established enrollment records at her colleges and universities. Her teaching disciplines include business, leadership, marketing, social media, and information systems at the graduate and undergraduate levels. She has published and presented on topics related to youth and education, social media, and job search. You can check her out on her media and blog pages and to find examples of Dr. Finch's written and video work. Listen, if you would like to book her for any speaking engagements or book a 15-minute discovery call, go to her contact page and she will be glad to serve you. You can go to akinafinch.com and she will definitely give you her attention. Welcome to the show, Dr. Akina. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity.
You are welcome. I'm glad to have you. I met you at the awesome PBS event, Productive Business Summit, with Dr. Vernette Joseph hosting it. And I'm so glad to have met you. You just a ball of joy, fire, and energy. You just make me laugh and motivate me, inspire me all in one.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that a lot.
Okay, praise God. All right, well, let's get started. Now, You do a lot with social media and helping small businesses do better at with their marketing and branding. So what are some of the things that you do to help them get started or to build a better brand?
Well, I noticed that I attract a lot of servant leaders, ministry, nonprofit, people that have causes but are used to working in the background. And so usually for them, I have to help them get started.
Okay.
And what that is basically I help them create a demand for their supply. So they usually have some kind of service, or they usually have some kind of cause that they are championing, but a lot of people are not looking. Why? Because they're not really putting it out there. They don't know. People don't know what's going on with it, and, you know, you can't support what you don't know.
That's right.
So what I come in and do is basically come up with, we work with them with their brand and make sure that they're, all of that is good, so and messaging, so that we can then start putting it out on social media platforms. We usually start with the big three, and that, you know, the LinkedIn, the Twitter, the Facebook, throw in some Instagram for some flavor, and then, you know, if they are different people that like to do live stream or they have a lot of videos, we'll throw in some YouTube and things of that nature, and okay. We'll come up with a content marketing plan so that they can start really featuring the things that need to be featured. And then as far as the people who already have a brand or have something out there, we'll do an audit to make sure that what they're actually putting, I think they're putting out is what they're actually putting out. Make sure that there's call to actions, because we can't assume that people know what we want them to do. We have to actually tell them so that we make sure that they're clear about what we want them to do. Amen?
Amen.
And then, of course... And then, of course, we have to make sure that our messaging is out there, because, you know, perception is part of the battle. You know, we may think that we're being clear, but other people's perceptions may lead us to believe that we are not. So we have to make sure that we are putting it out there clean and plain, bold, and with confidence. Make sense?
That makes sense. And so how are businesses and companies, how do they respond to you once you show them, hey, this is why you're not getting the bang for your buck for your results that you're looking for? How do they initially respond to you?
Well, it all depends on their personal comfort level. If they are people that like to be in the background, don't really like to do video, don't like to do really promote themselves or toot their horn, obviously they're not going to be very receptive. But,
okay, that's right.
You know, that's usually my introverts and, you know, my, to God be the glory type of people. And you know, we all love each and every one of those. But that sometimes causes a problem when you have to market yourself.
Yes.
So we have to come up with a plan to where we have to realize that it is okay for us to tell people about ourselves and what we do. Okay?
And it's a business.
Once we that we get to that point, because there are people that have a problem with telling people what they do. They just do it because they think that, you know, that's just what is in their heart and their lead, and they don't necessarily need to toot their own horn. But guess what? A lot of stuff that you're doing, and I know I'm speaking to somebody in the audience right now for some odd reason, because I'm really drawn to speak on this topic right now. Something that you're doing is absolutely amazing. Something that you're doing that's going to touch lives, but it can't touch lives if people don't know about it. Yeah. So you are going to have to get from the background and come into the foreground and start telling people about what you do. And it can be to God be the glory, because we want people to see us, that we are lifting each other up for the power of thee and not for the power of me.
Come on.
I do not like to talk about me. Do you understand? I am one of those people, but I had to realize that the stuff that I had inside of me was going to help people, and so I had to get past my comfort zone, amen? And we had to start stepping out there, because otherwise, other people that needed this in the way that I can deliver it, the way that I could teach it, the way that would resonate with them that other people would not, then I would be doing a disservice, and I would not be serving my purpose. Amen?
Amen. That's right.
That's
good.
With that being said, yes. So that was for somebody. I don't know where that was, but, you know, go with it. All right. So then, with that being said, that was some words of encouragement for somebody who is sitting in the background that's ready, but, you know, is just scared to stick their toe out there. You know what? It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be grand.
Wow.
It doesn't have to be magnificent.
It just has
to be done.
Wow. Come on here.
It just has to be done. Yes. Because, see, you're not serving anybody with a whole bunch of books and a whole bunch of ideas and a whole bunch of fitness. You're not serving anybody with a whole bunch of fitness. You are serving people when you have a whole bunch of done products that you can put out that they can go ahead and purchase and then build upon so that they can build their up to their glory. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, yes. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Listen, listeners. Do what she's telling you. Come on. This is someone that God has groomed. You heard her just say she doesn't like talking about herself, but she had to overcome that hurdle and God had to deal with her. When you put out what I've given you to share with the world, you're giving him the glory. He gets the glory and we just get to tell the story, you know, and it's such a beautiful relationship. So some of the things I notice, about the pitfalls of social media, I wanted to ask you a little bit about that. Is it a problem for people to treat social media like their company website, you know, instead of, you know, their whole Facebook page is jargon filled. And it's like you said, it's missing the mark. It's not really reaching anybody. They're saying a whole lot of fluff and a whole lot of nothing. It looks good, but it's not hitting home. What can businesses or what can people do who has online companies that they really want to come through and be effective, you know, with their websites or their Facebook pages, Twitter, Instagram, whatever? What can they do to make it more personalized?
Pay attention.
Okay.
And it is really that. Yes, I am going to break it down, but yes, that is the answer. Pay attention to your audience. If you're not posting things that they want to see, they won't come back.
That's right.
Pay attention.
Pay attention.
Pay attention to the content that you are flowing with. If you are putting out stuff that you're not aligned with, then people won't come back. Pay attention.
Wow.
Okay?
That's good.
Pay attention to the flow of the content. If you are on Instagram talking about cats, you're on Facebook talking about dogs, you're on Twitter talking about rainbows and moonbeams, then there's no flow, there's no continuity. So when they go find you, they're going to think you're all around the world, which you are. So you need to pay attention to what you're putting out.
Wow. Okay. Don't put out all these different things. Okay, go ahead.
Pay attention.
Okay. Pay attention first and have continuity.
Yes, have continuity. Know what you're putting out. Know that you are what you're aligned with, because let me break it down even further, if I may.
Please.
What you put on your social media is an extension of your brand and what people believe you are. People make perceptions off of what they see on your personal page, what they see on your business pages, all the alike. Okay?
Okay.
So even though you are on a personal page, you know, you still have to have some kind of continuity, because some business people find you there. Okay, mm-hmm. But you're not selling on your personal page, because they will shut you down for selling on personal pages on Facebook. You sell and do all those types of things on your business page. That's the point of having one. But at the end of the day, the business, the personal, social media in general is an extension of your brand, which means that you should have a website or landing page or something that you own. So when Mark Zuckerberg shuts everything down, you should have a website, email list so people can contact you. You should have a website or a landing page where you can collect these things, and you should have some kind of spot where you are putting down your dates, your times, your information, where they can find you and how to contact you. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. That makes perfect
sense. So then, with that being said, so all that jargon and stuff,
yes.
That jargon, if they don't have continuity and all that kind of situation, if they don't look like they know, then they're not getting any activity to their website, first off, because they're not putting it out there, because they're probably not doing a call to action. Number two is because they look like they're all over the place. And number three, because people think that that's where they're supposed to stay on their social media. That's not where they're supposed to stay.
Right.
You need to get them on your email list so that you can do these things. This is just an enhancement of the main plan.
Wow. Listen, as Dr. Vernet say, I hope you picking up what she putting down. You ought to be taking notes. And don't worry, like I said, you can listen to this on my show 24 hours a day. You're going to have to replay this over and over again to take down the notes to make sure you're doing exactly what Dr. Finch is telling you to do and telling us to do so that we can be effective, okay? We can strike the mark. We can pagog, okay? Okay, so how about posting identical content on different networks? How about that? If they're posting the same thing on five different social medias on their webpage, but it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Hot dogs will catch up. Hot dogs will catch up over here. Hot dogs will catch up over here. What exactly do our customers or people who are reading the content, what have you seen in your years of experience that really grabs people attention and leave them wanting for more?
Okay, let's be clear. You could use the same graphic. You can do repurposing. That's all well and good. The difference is the speak of the platform.
Yes.
Twitter is 280 characters. You cannot write an epilogue on Twitter. It's not going to let you. So if you are sitting up there using certain platforms and you write epilogues on Instagram trying to post it on Twitter, then it cuts off in the middle and then they are lost.
Right. That's good. That's right.
Okay. Right?
That's right.
So you need to learn how to make sure that you are following the speak, meaning you have shorter content with links. For the Twitter, you have Instagram likes longer posts. They like what is called a microblog now, you know, with one link in the center, or if you are using that one link, then you're doing a link tree or a page on your landing page that looks like a link tree. Then to get more information out there, when you say the link is in the bio, they click the bio and they have a whole page of different things that you got going on, and they can just go ahead and click at their leisure. You know, that is another way to get around it. With Facebook, you can write an epilogue, you can make some videos, you can do the thing. YouTube, you know, if you do a YouTube video, you know that you can't really post it on Facebook because, you know, they're going to just give you a little icon. They're not going to give you the full video. It's not going to be beneficial. So you would post that on LinkedIn. You know, you need to know the speak and the methodology of each one of the platforms. You can post the same graphic, you can post the same video, but it's all about the content. Different content gravitate to different people. Remember, you have different audiences. Some people will follow you on all platforms, but trust and believe the 5,000 that's on my Facebook, because I'm at capacity, may not be the same 10,000 that's on my Instagram or the same 22,000 that's on my Twitter.
Right, that's good.
Understand?
Yes.
So that way, we know that we can post the same stuff, but we just have to post it in the right speak to get maximum engagement. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. And since we're talking about social media and the power of social media, my sister, my good friend, listen, she don't know it, but we friends for life. You might as well get ready. You and Vanessa. Anyway, Social Power Summit is coming up. You are having a virtual Social Power Summit, Dr. Finch. Speak on that to us.
Okay.
And so it's going to happen. It's going to happen July 8th through the 12th. Next month, guys. Next month, July 8th through the 12th, 2019. And so talk about that to us.
Yes, it's going to be happening, as you said, July 8th through the 12th. We have a day for each platform. So first day is Facebook, followed by Instagram, followed by live streaming. Then LinkedIn and YouTube will end the week out. We will have a different, some days have five speakers, some days have four. Uh-huh. And you will have 24 hours on the free ticket to get, watch the content each day. If you decide that you may need more time or what have you, then the recordings are available. And then I want to talk about the background of this.
Yes.
In 2017, my friend was posting because a couple of our friends got onto a large platform for social media. They usually have between 150 to over 200 speakers each year. And this year, they were like, she was like, oh, yeah, two of our friends got on there. That was wonderful. But I was saddened that out of 200 people, I didn't see anybody that looks like me.
Yes.
And then she posted, if you need some examples of people that could talk about social media, here's six people right here, and tagged us in the post and then sent it out to literally every platform. So my phone went off at, in tandem.
Wow.
In mega rapid speed. And I was like, oh, goodness, what is this? And when I saw it, I said, oh, my goodness. And that platform did not respond to not one post.
Oh, wow.
And that's when I knew that Houston, we have a problem. Because there are many of people that of color that are doing things in social media, yet we don't get the opportunities that some do because, you know, we're thought of as not doing anything.
Yes.
And that is very far from the case.
That's
so
right.
So in 2018, I said, I'm going to do this Social Power Summer. You know, I thought about it in 2017, but I said, you know, people were like, I said, no, I'm going to do this. And I brought on 18 speakers, and 16 of them were melanated.
Uh-huh.
And we killed the game. We had panels, we had workshop speakers, we had biz talk speakers, and those people left with a whole new sense of how they could work their social media.
That's
and we had a diverse audience, and it was magnificent. And so, but I had it where I had people that wanted to come from across the pond, and because I have people in England, I have people in Thailand, I have people in Australia, I have people in other places that couldn't make it to Nashville, Tennessee.
Right.
I said, what are we going to do with this? What are we going to do? So this year, I said, we're going to make this virtual. We're going to spread this out. We're going to put people that are, some of my people that are global on the panel, and that way we can get this out to more people. So next year, when we do it live back in Nashville, they have the opportunity to know that it's coming and know that it's there.
Right.
And so that's where we are right now. And so July 8th through the 12th, we are going to set this place on fire.
You're right. Now, I like what you said. You said, I know what it feels like to be dismissed. I excel because I know what it feels like to be stereotyped. I achieve because I know what it feels like to be called lazy. I support others because I know what it feels like to be left alone. And so that was all birthed out of, like you said, the not one person responding. And then God gave you that idea for the Social Power Summit. And I just love how you're bringing people from all over the world together virtually to download and to impart to others what they can do. They're sharing what was given to them, you know. And my beloved apostle Nate Holcomb, he says the signs of maturity is to teach what you've been taught, you know. And so I see on day one, Facebook, you have Beverly Walthor, Nyla Phillip, Dominique Perron, and Dan Morris. These are all subject matter experts in their field. You know, these people, you know, one is a TV and radio host and business strategist, as Beverly, Nala, I hope I'm saying her name right. the Master Midwife for Coaches Using Facebook Groups to Increase Your Revenue. Dominic, Breaker of Digital Marketing Chains. I mean, who don't need that help? Using Facebook Messenger and Ads to Increase Your Revenue. Mr. Morris, Dan, CEO of Audience, Using Facebook to Maximize Your Business. All of this, and that's just day one. You know, day two, Instagram, you got five speakers coming on to pour into others and download. Day three, you got live stream. You know, I mean, wow, Mr. Ross Brand, founder of Livestream Universe, using live stream to educate and to monetize. Amber, eight-figure business strategist, using live stream to book paid speaking engagements. I mean, the list goes on and on. You got LinkedIn, you know, you got Kathy E. Smith, you got Nina, you got Demetia, Malika. Listen, get in on this. You do not want to sleep on these million-dollar ideas and information that you can get starting from July 8th to the 12th, Social Power Summit, you know. And so what else do you want us to know, Dr. Finch, concerning the Social Power Summit?
I want you to know that these people have high price tags. Please know
it. Yes.
And you're getting these people for free.
You hear that?
You know, for free for during the week. Now, if you decide that you want the recordings, the most that you would pay for the recordings is $149.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting $1 million worth of information for $149 at the most.
Wow.
Right now, it's only $49. Right now.
Okay, so right now until when?
Yeah, this till July 7th, it's $49. The week of is $99, and then once the summit is over, it's $149.
Listen, did y'all hear that? I mean, they're giving this stuff. It's free. $1 million worth of information to help you. And I can hear them saying, I hear all the speakers and Dr. Finch saying, help us help you. Help us to help you. Right now, sign up before July 7th. Don't sleep on this. Wake up. She just said the other night, stay woke and stay ready. Y'all need to listen. Y'all need to friend Akina Finch on Facebook if you can. If not, just follow her. If she's maxed out, follow her so you can get the video blogs. You can get all this wonderful, juicy information that's going to saturate you with a wealth of knowledge. You need this. It's going to bless you. I'm telling you. Stay woke, stay ready. And so $49 now, okay, $99 during the summit, and after the summit, $149. So, Dr. Finch, I will have all this on my Facebook page and my personal page to, you know, get this information out, because I want my friends to, you know, partake of this. So, again, that is going to be the Social Power Summit that's coming up, the Virtual Social Power Summit, the how, the why, and the business of social media. You understand? So I know Dr. Vinette, Dr. Moreland, I know TC Cooper, I know they all gonna be in it. Jamal, I'm calling you out, you know. You know, so, you know, and Camille, I met so many wonderful people at the PBS. And so I just, you know, I know once, I know they're going to be tagged in this as well. So this is wonderful, people. So there's one more thing I wanted to ask about the four common pitfalls that I felt was really just true, you know.
Okay.
Isn't it failing to track results? Like on their business pages and their social media pages, they're not really, like you said, paying attention to if they're striking the mark and if they're being effective. And then they're not checking to see if they're flying blind, how successful they are.
That's true. That's very true. I mean, that's one of the things about having a business page, because they give you analytics. And then, of course, if you are, Instagram actually has a business page, and now they have a new thing that they're piloting called the creator page.
Wow.
And if you have a certain amount and you have a certain amount of activity, then they will start dinging you about having your creator page. And like, I switched it to business, and then they popped it back up. Then, no, you're supposed to have a creator page. And so they'll let you know when you're supposed to have it. And And if you want to know if you are eligible, you can just go into your setting and hit your account, and it'll tell you either business or personal or creator. So if you have the creator piece, go ahead and snag that. The downfall to having a creator page, if you have been using your autoresponder to post things on your Instagram, you can only post that on business. So basically, when I'm ready to post my newsletter of the week on my Instagram, per se, I will change it back to business page so that it'll post like my Twitter and my Facebook, and then turn it back to creator.
Okay.
So that's a way to work around that. But yes, you definitely want the creator because it has even more analytics. Twitter is absolutely amazing on analytics. I mean, they just have a whole page where you can explore right down to what cell phone your people use and what type of houses they own and all kind of different things like that. Yes, and why is that important? Because you can shape your content to what they like.
Okay, that's good.
So, prime example, if I have a lot of people, most of my people either have Verizon or they have AT&T. So if I'm doing a rant about Verizon or AT&T, then they're going to pay attention because they probably feel it too.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? About my, my cell phone service or what have you. Or if I say, oh, Verizon just decided to do this great upgrade, you need to learn about it, they'll pay attention to that too because they are, oh, okay, I need to go over there and do that upgrade, or I need to do that new system or what have you. So it's not just a rant, you know, I just want to put that out there. But the point is, you know, knowing what your people like, if they're married, if they're single, if you have a whole lot of married people and you're posting a lot of single stuff, that's kind of missing the mark.
Come on here.
Okay? It's kind of missing the mark. And then if you are sitting there posting a lot of, if you have a lot of people that stay at home, but you're posting a whole lot of events that you know that these introverts are not going to go to, then once again, you're missing the mark. You know, you need to build, you know, you would put in different type of activities that they would be interested, little ROI type of thing, you know, where they can learn and different things online and stuff because they stay at home. So that makes sense if they do an online class or something like that. So know your people. Know your know the interest. That helps you create the content that's going to get the engagement. If you're sitting there looking at a page that has one or two engagement points, that means they're not interested.
Wow, that's good. Wow.
So, yes, I agree with you that they're not paying attention to the analytics. They're not paying attention to where they're falling, because if they were, then changes would be made.
Okay. All right. So in order to find out more about these changes and how you can be more effective, go to Social Power Summit. Listen, and be a part of this, the virtual Social Power Summit that's going down July 8th through the 12th. And then let me just add this. If you want to... Listen, people who want to do business with you, they do not want to see you using vulgar language or discrediting other people or businesses on your page on an online forum. It's just, it's not helping you, you know, and
I
so
agree.
It's not helping you, you know, putting down other businesses, and that'll make it hard for you to network with others and others to want to network with you. And then you just bulldozed your influence, you know, and the power of your networking. So your networking reach, shall I say. So, you know, just make sure you're professional and you have things that people want to see, want to hear. And lately, you know, the news is constantly inundating us with images of negativity, death, you know, pain. And so a lot of times people are drawn towards lighthearted things, positive things, things to encourage, uplift, and build up. So you might want to think about those things. And if you have a website geared towards children, you know, you might want to have, you know, things that parents look at for their own children on your website, on your page, not other things, you know, that has nothing to do with children. So yeah, again, Get ready for the power, the social, the virtual social power summit, the how, the why, and the business of social media, July 8th through the 12th, 2019. You can go to akinafinch.com. That is AikynaFinch.com. It'll be on Women in Ministry page. And listen, the first one, she's going to be talking about Facebook. She's going to have people talking about LinkedIn. Everything that you need to help you, you're going to be given these tools so that you can build a better business platform, a better social media platform. You've been listening to Women in Ministry on the Move with your host, Pashawn Allen. Dr. Akina, my good friend, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate and value your expertise and everything that you've gone through so you can help us become better in our own right. Thank you so much. And Dr. Akina, I'm going to give you the last words for our listeners. Go ahead, Dr. Akina.
I want to thank everybody for listening today, and I want to say this to you. Please pay attention. You are building a brand not just for you to be seen, but for you to be heard. If they are not hearing the message, if they're just seeing the message, that means that they're just swiping on by. But they need to hear the message in order for it to penetrate. So please pay attention so that you are seen and heard, and so that you can make that impact that you're trying to make on the world.
Wow. Again, you've been listening to Women in Ministry on the Move. We're so grateful to Dr. Akina Finch. Man, listen, I hope you picked up what she put down and what she gave. God bless you, Dr. Akina. Stay on the line, Dr. Akina. We'll check with you guys next week for part two with Dr. Akina Finch, and she's going to give us some more golden nuggets. But listen, go online and register right now for the Social Power Summit. You have no excuse. They're giving you $1 million package to help you, to help us. Let's take the tools that are being given. And she has people all around the world who's going to be logging on and sharing. You don't even have to buy a plane ticket. You can be in your living room with your pajamas on taking notes. Don't miss out on this opportunity. I will not. Oh, and I just wanted to say, let me share this. I bought your book, ma'am. Yes, I did. I sure did. She is called Motivation Ignited, 10 Ways to Set Your Self-Motivation on Fire. I went on Amazon and I primed myself, okay? So it's coming to me. It will be here on Monday. So go online to Dr. And pull up Motivation Ignited, and you will see her book, Dr. Akina Finch, Motivation Ignited. I'll have it on my Facebook page and my personal page. 10 Ways to Set Your Self-Motivation on Fire. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon on Women in Ministry on the Move.